You are listening to The Onion Podcast, presented by Columbia Media Group.
Hello, everyone. This is Dave Alexander with Onion World Magazine, and we are visiting today with Emily from Restrain and also Regan Darrington from Industrial Ventilation Incorporated. Probably you know it better as IVI. So first, we're going to talk about Restrain and what it is, what it does. It's a new storage product with new technology in the U.S., but it's been ongoing in Europe for, I believe, 20 years, Emily. So tell us, what is Restrain?
So Restrain is an ethylene-based product that prevents sprout elongation in potatoes and onions. We have an onion product that is used post-harvest. We also have a sprout control for potatoes and a seed treatment that all use ethylene at different times in the season at different concentrations.
So what is ethylene, and what is it that what are you doing to the plants to the spots? What is it actually doing?
So ethylene is a plant hormone that has many functions, and one of the functions is to prevent sprout elongation. And so that's what the basis of our product is. We create an environment that has a certain concentration of ethylene in the storage, and as long as the potato or onion is in that environment, it prevents sprout elongation.
So ethylene prevents sprout elongation is what you're calling it. Why has it not been used in the U.S. before? And it's been successfully used, even Restrain, for 20 years in Europe. Is it the delivery process? Is it you've got some new registrations? Why weren't we using ethylene before?
Restrain wasn't registered prior to about 3 years ago. So that was one of the reasons. The other reason was they focused mainly on Europe because of the when they didn't renew the CIPC registration, they needed to find an alternative for a sprout control for potatoes. So they're just moving over here and trying to open this market in the U.S. and Canada. And that's why you haven't heard about it before.
Okay. So the CIPC, that is still available in the U.S., right? But I think that's, days are numbered. Is that right, Regan? So let's talk to Regan a little bit here.
You know, that's an interesting question. I would say about 5 or 6 years ago, CIPC was renewed. And so I know that there's potentially upwards of 10 plus years left on the CIPC registration here in North America. Canada is going through the same renewal. From all the sources that I've seen so far, is that they will probably renew CIPC again. And so CIPC, I think, will still continue to be available. But like everything, I mean, the world is changing. People's ideals and what they're believing, what they're seeing. I mean, nutrition is a big deal. And so with a lot of that in mind, I mean, it doesn't mean that a strong customer out there couldn't all of a sudden demand that there be potatoes that don't have CIPC residuals.
Sure. MRLs, so, that kind of thing. Exactly. I mean, Walmart might say no more CIPC on our
exactly. Product. I mean, that's a possibility. I'm not saying that it is, but for a company like us, I mean, we're always looking for avenues and different directions on the what ifs. I mean, we need to be prepared so that when customers come calling to us, we have answers and we have ideas on how they can continue to store their commodities successfully. And that's really one of the biggest reasons why we reached out to Restrain and started, you know, formulating a partnership on getting their product here in the U.S.
So it's to give your customers some options, but ethylene is safer than CIPC. Who wants to talk about that?
Well, I can. So with CIPC, you have, what is it, 24 hours that you can't enter the storage?
Yes.
With ethylene, there's no REI So it's safe to be in and around during treatment time. So,
okay. So we should say that IVI is now the exclusive distributor for Restrain for onions in the U.S., or is that the correct statement there?
Yes.
Okay, so the other thing I kind of want to touch on here is the delivery process. I know you have proprietary equipment that sprays, I guess, sprays the ethylene, right?
Yeah, it produces the ethylene in the storage. So IVI has those machines. They'll be renting them out just like we did prior to this partnership. And we'll be maintaining them, servicing them, doing all of the ordering.
Aha. So the grower that's doing the storage, he's not buying the equipment. He's renting it every storage season, I guess, presumably. Mm-hmm. And the cost to him is the rental of the equipment and the ethylene, right?
Correct.
Okay. So do you want to talk about cost a little bit, how it compares?
Sure. Yes. I mean, ethylene is very, very new to the game, especially in the onion side of things. And so cost is definitely perspective-based. Is it expensive? Some consider it to be, but I mean, if you're able to prolong the storage and keep that quality that is needed and demanded in the market to be able to, you know, qualify to reach those higher dollar contracts and things like that, especially on a short onion year as it's starting to develop now.
Yeah.
And seeing some of the markets that aren't going to be able to deliver onions, I mean, that puts a lot of pressure on the local, I guess, Northwestern market right now, is being able to preserve their onions to hopefully fill some of that void and that gap that in, you know, standard years, they probably didn't have to do so. And so, I mean, this is just an effective tool that will be available to them so that they can do it. But, I mean, if you can preserve storage, you know, or prolong storage, if you can maintain quality, and there are even outfits that have used this product that has said that it's improved their quality of onion, I see that it's a win-win for everybody. I mean, that's a big deal. And so is it expensive? I guess so. The problem is there's nothing like it on the market, right? And so the cost is what it is, and if it pencils out and makes sense for you and your program that you need it to help you prolong your onions, then it's not expensive at all. I mean,
yeah. Well, in a year like this, I suppose growers have the option of not delivering product and holding on to it because there is a shortage, and getting a better price down the road. So that's an option as well.
Exactly.
So, okay. I think we kind of covered it. We talked about what Restrain is and how to get it. So tell us your website information. If the people want some more information or if you want to give some phone numbers, please, Emily.
So our website, where we have a few different resources about how it works and how to use it in storage, is restrain.io. And you can find all the information on there.
And also at IVI's website, www.ivi.us.com or ivi/air.com. Sorry, that's my email.
Don't give that out.
Yeah, but you can reach out to your local IVI representative and or call our main NAMPA office, and they'll get you in touch with the right person. And we'll go from there. But we're excited for this partnership. We're excited to be able to provide this to a lot of our local customers and throughout the U.S. We're excited for this distribution and to offer this. It's just great for the onion market in general to have a tool like this to help preserve onions and help them store for a longer period of time. I mean, it's all been environment-based storing, and so this is really going to give growers and storage managers a tool and asset to be successful in storage management.
Okay, well, there you have it. The storage experts at IVI with some new technology. Check them out. And thank you both for joining me here today.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are for informational purposes only, and solely those of the podcast participants, contributors, and guests, and do not constitute an endorsement by or necessarily represent the views of Columbia Media Group or its affiliates.